I take people through the steps and help them get sober and they have a big God problem, I said, don't worry about the God problem. Just believe, you believe that something bigger than you in the universe? And if they say no, I say, okay, cool, go outside and make a plant. You know? Go stop a wave in the ocean. There's something bigger than us going on. That's all you need to believe to have this work.
What's up, everyone? It's your boy Rob here. And yeah, that was the voice of the late Matthew Perry. Unfortunately, he passed away last weekend. If you listen to our sports episode this week, which came out on Wednesday, I started off the episode, a little clip there of Matthew. And yeah, I wanted to, you know, start off, of course, the entertainment episode in his honor as well, being that, of course, this was, you know, the line of work that he was known for. And yeah, that we all grew to, you know, love him, be a part of. So yeah, I thought it'd be, you know, special to start off this entertainment episode in honor of the late, great Matthew Perry. So on today's show, I'm going to be covering Hannah Berner and her appearance on the Drew Barrymore show. One of my favorite, you know, Hannah's one of my favorite comedians out there. She does a great job podcasting as well. After Hannah, I'll be covering some Dance Moms news, as the beloved dancing show will be airing a reunion in 2024 on Lifetime. And then the final topic on today's entertainment episode of The Flame Entertainment and Sports will be Lea Michele and her historic performance at Carnegie Hall this past Monday, October 30th in New York City. And just a little side note, I know on all these entertainment episodes, I've been covering Dancing with the Stars since it's kind of been a crazy week, as even my two episodes have come out on different days than they usually do. I still haven't watched the Halloween episode of Dancing with the Stars. But with that said, stay tuned, as I will be dropping a bonus episode in the coming days, sometime this weekend, kind of, you know, doing my same format as I always do while talking about the show, you know, starting with the first couple, ending with the last one, giving my score for each couple, giving the actual scores they received from the judges. And of course, then for the bottom two and the eliminated couple, I give my predictions along with the, you know, actual results. So yeah, like I said, stay tuned for that bonus episode. Should drop sometime this weekend, between, you know, today and tomorrow. I'll probably drop that. So yeah, I wanted to make sure, you know, to at least mention something about Dancing with the Stars before people are like, wait, why didn't you talk about the show this week and not even mention it at all? So there you go. That's why Dancing with the Stars wasn't covered in today's episode. But with that said, I hope you guys enjoy these topics. And yeah, let's get into it. All right, guys. So the first topic on today's entertainment episode is going to be me covering Hannah Berner and her appearance on the Drew Barrymore show this morning, November 3rd. She was on the show alongside Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews. And yeah, I've become a huge fan of Hannah Berner starting at the beginning of this year, after my sister and I went to see her do a stand-up show here in Miami at the Miami Improv in Doral. And yeah, just instantly, you know, I had like I found out about her through like social media and, you know, some clips and stuff like that. But after seeing her do stand up and, you know, in person, I immediately became like a huge fan of her. And I kind of keep up with her now on like a daily basis. I'm always, you know, checking out whatever she's posting, whether it be podcast related or, you know, stand up related. And then when I saw yesterday, actually, she posted that she was going to be on the Drew Barrymore show this morning, I was like, wow, that's just like incredible. And yeah, it's so cool to see the growth and the rise that she's had. Yeah, really, you know, within this year in 2023. Yeah, like literally, like I said, I saw her in the beginning of the year here, you know, at the Miami Improv, a stand-up club. And now, like a couple months later, she's on one of the biggest like talk shows in the world. And yeah, I mean, being asked questions by, you know, one of the most beloved figures in Hollywood, and Drew Barrymore, and of course, Ross Matthews, he's a very successful individual as well, you know, some great comedy stuff. And, you know, of course, he kind of like rose to fame on Chelsea lately, and he's been able to continue a good career. I remember seeing him on red carpets over the years on E! And Then, yeah, once Drew started the show a couple years ago, it was announced that he would be, you know, like basically her sidekick on the show. And yeah, but yeah, I'm just like very happy for Hannah. And I just saw, you know, a clip that the Drew Barrymore show posted on their YouTube channel. And it was Drew, Hannah, and Ross going through some kind of like random topics in terms of like relationships. And the first one they talked about was this new feature that Tinder, of course, Tinder, the dating app that Tinder has decided to add. And it's basically now giving users of the app, it's giving them the chance to allow a certain amount of, you know, individuals in their lives, whether it be your mom, whatever, to actually swipe on the app for you and pick who they think would be a good match for you. And yeah, each of them just kind of, you know, gave their take on that. And I agreed with Hannah. She was really talking about how, you know, a mother's intuition is usually right, and she thinks it's a great idea. And I agree with her. I think it's super cool that Tinder's opening that up. I forgot which one of them said it. It might have been Hannah, that basically sometimes, you know, we're kind of the main person in our own way, and not just in a romantic sense, but I 100% agree with that in all aspects. Like, we're always in our own, we're the number one person in our own way, and we're our own worst enemy. A lot of times I truly, you know, believe that and agree with that. And that was a great point they brought up. And yeah, super cool, you know, for that Tinder, you know, came up with that idea, and that now they're giving individuals a chance. And yeah, hopefully, you know, we hear some more love stories coming out of Tinder now. But I thought that was a interesting topic for them to talk about. Another topic that they talked about was about some like random article, basically talking about how people basically figuring out someone's personality by the way that they spread butter on their toast. And obviously that's a hilarious topic and a random topic that I never thought I would hear anyone talking about anywhere. But Drew, Ross, and Matthew, and Hannah actually, I thought, brought up great points and actually made it like very entertaining. And yeah, they brought up there's three different ways of putting butter on toast. The first one was basically like people that just put like a block of butter or whatever on the center of the toast, and they're like, whatever. And then the next one was like someone who spreads it around the whole toast. And then the next one was kind of like there's some butter on one half of the toast and then the other butter on the other half of the toast. I would say I'm like the second one, which is like I'm like precise and want to like spread it all over the toast. Yeah, like I make sure to spread it before I even start eating it. So yeah, that's kind of how I do it. But I just thought that was so funny that was a topic, you know, that they're talking about there. And yeah. And then the final part of the video that I saw on the like I said, the Drew Barrymore Show YouTube channel, was basically Drew asking Hannah why she thinks she's like gotten so much attention this year, and why she thinks people like are relating so much to her and her content. And basically Hannah said like she got emotional. She said that she's lost herself before, and that she just realized, you know, from one day to another, that she just has to be herself, because at the end of the day, that's all we have, we just have ourselves. And it was a super cool moment to see. I've never really seen Hannah like break down and get emotional like that, and who better than to get emotional with than with Drew Barrymore. And yeah, and even Hannah said it herself, like, because like it wouldn't be like basically like an appearance on the Drew Barrymore show without, you know, some crying. And I totally agree, but I thought that was just a beautiful moment, and it was super cool to see Hannah be, you know, so vulnerable after, you know, we all see her like cracking jokes and stuff like that, and then to see her really like be vulnerable and get emotional. I thought that was like so cool to see. But yeah, I mean, that pretty much wraps up my thoughts on this topic. But I just wanted to make sure to get it out there, because like I said, I've become such a big fan of Hannah. And yeah, and you know, like she's only just beginning. So I'm excited to see her journey, you know, continue in the stand-up world and the podcast world and yeah, in general, you know. But yeah, and so I'm also going to try to cover her on here now more. And yeah, like talk about her more, because I really do think she's doing great things, and she's just bringing a lot of laughter and happiness into the world. And of course, like people will say, oh, we need that now more than ever. I just think we need that at all times, no matter what's going on in the world. We all need a laugh and smile. And she's one of the best at, you know, putting that out there. And like she said, the main thing here is that she's just being herself. And that's what I preach to everyone. And that's what I strive to do on a daily basis. I just tell people, I say, do what you love, work hard, be yourself, and God will handle the rest. So, yeah, I mean, shout out to Hannah Burner, doing big things. And like I said, this is only the beginning. Can't wait to see how her journey continues to unfold. All right, guys. So for the next topic on today's entertainment episode of the Flame Entertainment and Sports, I'm going to be talking about Dance Moms. Yes, I'm sure a lot of you watch this, you know, back in the day. I know my sister Diana did. My mom used to watch it as well. I never really watched it, but I mean, I thought it'd be like some pretty, you know, cool news. And nostalgia, I think, is always a beautiful thing and kind of brings people back together to a different time, you know. And yeah, I thought I'd talk quickly about some news that came out 2 days ago that Dance Moms will be having a reunion, and it will be coming to television screens. Sorry about that. A little got tongue twisted there. Yeah, it'll be coming to television screens and I'm sure, like, you know, streaming platforms in 2024 on Lifetime. And the girls, or the, you know, the dancers that will be part of this reunion will be Chloe, Brooke, Paige, JoJo Siwa, Kendall, and Kalani. And of course, I'm sure some of you are like, oh, what about Maddie and Mackenzie, who, you know, have arguably had, you know, the biggest careers following Dance Moms? JoJo did make a comment on Instagram, and it says, "Grateful for this day. For everyone wondering about the few people missing, everyone was invited today, but only some wanted to be here." So, yeah, it looks as if, you know, they filmed this reunion. And yeah, like it says here, you know, the official Dance Moms TV Instagram, along with JoJo Siwa, they made this, you know, announcement about this reunion. And it is a mirror picture, mirror selfie, I guess you could call it, of the ladies in the cast who will be part of it. And yeah, it says it will be coming in 2024 exclusively on Lifetime. So yeah, I thought I'd, you know, share the news. As I said, this was such a big show back in the day. It was such a, I would say, trailblazing show. There was not a show of this kind where, you know, cameras and producers followed just a, you know, a local dance studio. In this case, it was in Pittsburgh. And yeah, like I said, you know, Maddie and Mackenzie were not part of this reunion. They've had, you know, big careers. Of course, Maddie, she's continued her dance career, including some judging roles, dancing in, you know, some popular music videos. And she's also now transitioned into the acting side of things. Mackenzie, she continued to dance. She appeared on, I remember, Dancing with the Stars Juniors as a contestant, like a celebrity. And then, like, other than dance, she's really transitioned, I would say, into some music world. And yeah, the cool thing is I have over the years, you know, continuing to keep up with some of these girls, like Chloe and Brooke. Of course, I've always followed them. And of course, JoJo Siwa. I mean, she's also had a tremendous career following this show, including, you know, being Dancing with the Stars. She's had multiple world tours where, you know, she's sold arenas all around the world. She's had her own, like, you know, other reality TV shows. She, I know, featured on the latest season of Special Forces on Fox. And the list goes on and on. I could literally pull up what JoJo's done and I could be talking here for hours. So, of course, she's had a great career. And and it's cool to see, you know, that they're going to be reuniting. And I'm sure it's going to be emotional. Of course, I'm sure it was emotional for them to film. And I'm sure it's going to be emotional for all the fans to watch. And like I said, nostalgia is always special. And like I said, it's something that brings people together. It takes you back, you know, to a time where things were simpler, you know. And yeah, it's just, it's amazing to see this reunion. You know, a lot of times, big fans of shows, they get worried when you hear, like, that one of your favorite shows might be, you know, coming back. You're like, oh, but I liked how it was originally. Like, I hope, you know, they bring the same people back. But in this case, it's not a reboot or anything like that. It's simply a reunion with, you know, some of the cast members from some of the seasons of the show. And yeah, I think it's an awesome idea, you know, for these girls and for Lifetime and, yeah, for the whole Dance Moms, you know, franchise. So, yeah, like I said, I thought it'd be, you know, like, really special to share on here. And I'm sure it's going to be a big hit whenever it does air on Lifetime in 2024. And yeah, just, you know, had a feeling some of you listening out there would enjoy hearing about this. And yeah, like I said, nostalgia is just like the best. And yeah, you know, so look forward to this Dance Moms reunion coming to Lifetime in 2024. All right, guys. So for the next topic on today's entertainment episode of the podcast, I'm going to be talking about Lea Michele as she made history with a tremendous performance at the legendary Carnegie Hall in New York City on October 30th, Monday night, the night before Halloween. Of course, I wasn't in attendance as I'm here in Miami, and, you know, I didn't make the trip to New York. Of course, I would have loved to have seen it, but I know, regardless of me being there, I know, you know, she was going to do a great job. And yeah, I want to shout out Ricky Pope from BroadwayWorld.com, who wrote a tremendous article describing the whole performance. And yeah, it was amazing to kind of get, you know, like, imagine how it went. Because obviously, you know, there's pictures that Lea has posted. Jenny Anderson, who took the photos for Lea's concert at Carnegie Hall, she did an incredible job. To follow her on Instagram at Jenny Anderson Photo. I actually reached out to her to see if she'd want to come on the podcast soon to talk about, you know, covering and taking pictures of Lea during her performance, Renee Rapp, and other, you know, beloved artists. And yeah, but besides that, yeah, like I said, I've seen pictures, and, you know, I followed a couple fan accounts on social media, people that were able to be in attendance at the show. But yeah, I just think Ricky Pope did a tremendous job describing the show. I'm going to, if you guys want to check out the article he wrote, I'm going to put the link in the description of this episode. So make sure to check out the description. So yeah, Ricky, I thought, like I said, did a great job. Basically, the way he described the show, he says that Lea took the audience into her career by starting from the very beginning to present day. So he says she started off by going through, you know, some songs from Les Mis, Ragtime, and Spring Awakening, which were, of course, some of which were the first, like, building blocks, I would say, into eventually her landing the role, her, you know, beloved role as Rachel Berry in the Fox hit Glee. And he said, you know, that she did some songs from her time on Glee, and that she, you know, basically, like I said, she started from the beginning to present day of her career. And following Glee, she got into some of her beloved songs from Funny Girl, which, of course, she had a historic run on. And I'm grateful to have been in attendance to see her greatness for two shows of Funny Girl. And yeah, I was just blown away each time. And yeah, she's amazing to see in person. If you ever have the chance to witness the greatness of Lea Michele in person, please take that chance, because it's going to very much be worth it. And you're going to be very happy seeing this, you know, one of the greatest musicians of all time do what she loves in person. And especially if she returns to the Broadway stage, which I think she will. If you have the chance to go see her, not, like I said, what I just talked about was her voice and, you know, her job as a musician. But yeah, like I said, whenever she does return to the Broadway stage and you're able to go see her, you will also, like, really enjoy her acting, because she's a tremendous actress as well. But yeah, basically in the article here, like I said, you start from the beginning of her, you know, her early days on Broadway as a child to, of course, like I said, starring as Fanny Bryce on Funny Girl in Broadway. Aside from that, Ricky did mention that she brought along two special guests to perform multiple songs. She first brought up her best friend and her Glee co-star, Jonathan Groff, and they performed multiple songs together, including The World of Your Body, which they had performed together many years ago on Spring Awakening. They also performed Somewhere from West Side Story. They, like, kind of combined Somewhere and The World of Your Body, and they performed that together. And they also performed Suddenly Seymour, and to Make You Feel My Love, and for To Make You Feel My Love, Pope describes that Chris actually had a guitar during that performance. So that must have been really cool to see. And following Jonathan Groff, you know, singing a couple songs with Lea, she brought up another one of her good friends and another fellow Glee co-star, and Darren Chris. They performed multiple songs together as well. And he says, following having these two great guests, Leah did take a request during the show from the audience, and she obliged and, you know, performed some of her best, some of her beloved songs from Glee. I thought that was a very cool element. I've never heard that in any concert. Like, you know, the artists taking suggestions from the fans. It's usually like, you know, they have their set playlist, and it is what it is. You're going to hear the songs that they've practiced and, you know, want to perform. But when I read this part in the article that she actually took requests from the fans in attendance, I thought that was so cool. Such a special element to add to her show. And yeah, it shows the love, you know, and the caringness that she has for her fan base. And of course, yeah, I could only imagine how cool that must have been, you know, being a fan there and being like, sing this. And she was like, okay. Like, I don't know, that sounds so cool. And it'd be really cool if other artists could like kind of adapt that, you know, into their shows. And someone else mentioned here in the article was the music director of the show. His name is Steven Jamail. Ricky says he did an incredible job of being the music director for Leah's concert here. And yeah, Ricky's hope is that Leah and Steven take this show on the road and are able to tour nationwide. And as soon as I read that, I was like, oh, wow. It brought a smile to my face. I was just imagining, you know, Leah coming to Miami perhaps and, you know, putting on this show here. But of course, if I have the chance, that, you know, I'd be willing to see her wherever she does the show, you know. So at the end of the day, yeah, just seeing her is just, you know, just be an honor regardless of where it took place, you know. It doesn't have to be in Miami. But yeah, I mean, once again, like I said, I'm going to put the link to this article so you guys could read the whole thing. Of course, I like mentioned some pieces of it because, like I said, I wasn't in attendance, and this gave me a better like viewpoint and description as to what went on in the show. And really, without it, like I wouldn't have had as much to say, being that I wasn't there, like I said. But of course, at the same time, I don't want to say every single thing that Ricky wrote in this article, because of course he you know, I know writing takes a lot of time, and he put a lot of work into making this great article. And yeah, I want people, you know, to check out his work. So, like I said, check out the description of this episode to read this article. Once again, it's on BroadwayWorld.com, and it's called Review. And it says, Leah Michele makes a landmark debut at Carnegie Hall. Leah Michele at Carnegie Hall will be remembered for years. So, it brought a lot of joy, a lot of smiles to my face reading this article, hearing how Ricky described Leah's performance, you know, and I'm not surprised because, like I said, I think she's one of the most gifted, you know, musicians of all time. But I feel like she gets a lot of, you know, criticism and hate and stuff. And it was just amazing, you know, to finally see, you know, the media kind of covering her in this light and giving her the flowers she deserves for all the hard work she's put in her career. And seeing her have this moment just brings a lot of joy to me. And I'm just like very happy for her, you know. I'm a huge Leah Michele fan, and she's another one. Like, of course, I covered Hannah Burner on today's episode. Just like Hannah, Leah's another one I keep up with on a daily basis. And yeah, I'm just a huge fan of Leah Michele, so couldn't be happier for her, and can't wait to see what she does next. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this topic, you know, talking about Leah Michele making some more history, but this time at Carnegie Hall. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to today's entertainment episode of the Flame Entertainment and Sports Friday edition instead of our, you know, usual Thursday edition. But hey, it's out there. So I hope you guys, you know, enjoyed this episode. Hope you enjoyed my thoughts on Hannah Burner, Dance Moms, and Leah Michele. And like I said, be sure to stay tuned for a bonus episode dropping this weekend as I cover Halloween night on Dancing with the Stars. And make sure to, you know, follow us on Instagram at @theflame_ES. Follow me on Instagram at Rob Gao. That's RobCao. If you think you know anyone that would be interested in hearing about any of these topics, be sure to share this episode with them. Be sure to follow us wherever you're listening, whatever platform, podcast platform it is, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Make sure to, you know, follow us, give us a rating, a review. And it'd mean a lot, and just you guys tuning in, of course, it means a lot. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you want to give me your thoughts on any of these topics I covered today, make sure to, you know, send your thoughts my way. You know where to reach me on social media. You could also, you know, email me at tfesrob@gmail.com. And yeah, once again, stay tuned for a bonus Halloween night Dancing with the Stars episode coming sometime this weekend. And then, yeah, of course, next week we'll get back to our usual routine, Tuesday sports episode, and then, of course, a Thursday entertainment episode. And yeah, with all that said, till next time, everyone, take care.